A Vermonter who reached the pinnacle of glory in women's ice hockey is also well acquainted with the disappointments associated with women's professional leagues in North America. Amanda Pelkey, who grew up in Montpelier, earned a gold medal skating with Team USA at the 2018 Winter Games in South Korea and garnered a roster spot on the Boston Pride of the NWHL, the National Women's Hockey League. But Amanda Pelkey will not be playing with the Pride this coming season because she is one of the more than 200 women of the NWHL who are refusing to play for the league this season. Amanda Pelkey joins me now on the line to tell us more and explain the situation. Amanda, thank you so much for the time.
Hi, great to speak with you too. Thanks for having me.
Sure. So what is driving this protest? Why are so many pro women hockey players opting to sit out this season?
I guess from the start, obviously you don't want to disrespect what the NWHL has done for us players. This is only the fifth year of the NWHL. Obviously it takes a long time for something to grow, which I completely understand. But as players, we feel now is the perfect time to finally ask for what we think we deserve, collectively as a unified group. That's all Americans, that's all Canadians, all Europeans, non-national team players, national team players, to ask for a professional league that is sustainable, financially stable, and we have the resources that we can finally say, hey, yes, we're treated like professionals.
You know, some people listening to this, they might think of NHL players, and while they probably realize that you don't make quite that kind of money that NHL players do, we're talking about multi-million dollar contracts here. Give us some context. What does being a pro women's hockey player look like for women in this sport?
Obviously, our contracts, it's nowhere near an NHL contract. We're getting more than zero, but it's not, it's essentially gas money.
Gas money.
Go to practices.
Really? I mean, how much, it's different for different players, but what does a typical contract look like for a season?
The highest paid player in the NWHL this year, so the highest paid contract was
$6,000. $6,000?
Yes.
For the season?
Yes. That's the highest paid. You're talking about Olympians, national team players, and the high-end skill level professional players are getting that amount. A majority are getting a lot less than that.
The NHL has given some money to the WNHL previously. I think there was a contribution of $50,000 at one point, and that was recently doubled to $100,000. But is that kind of just a drop in the bucket? Are you looking for more hands-on guidance here?
Exactly. Yeah, hands-on guidance is a good way to put it. The $50,000 that the NHL has given us in addition to the previous $50,000 was because the Canadian Women's Hockey League folded. So because the CWHL folded, the NHL's money that was going to the CWHL, which was that $50,000, is now coming to the NWHL.
But there's such an opportunity here. Rather than just throwing money is what it sounds like the NHL is doing here. You know, I recall just in the All-Star game, the NHL All-Star game a few months ago, there was a women's player who was asked to participate in the fastest skater competition. And,
yep.
And she was phenomenal. And this happened because a different player got hurt, one of the men's players. I believe she beat some of the men in that competition, didn't she?
Yes, that player is Kendall Coyne. And that was I believe, one of the most pivoting moments for women's hockey. You know, a lot of eyes were on her in that moment, and she absolutely crushed it. And she allowed every single girl that was watching her to be inspired. And there were so many girls that were moved from those 14.3 seconds. That's really the biggest goal for all of us.
Amanda, let me ask you how you feel about this on a personal level, because I'm sure that there's a part of you sitting out this season that's going to be disappointed. You're a competitive athlete. You love hockey, obviously. You'd rather be out there playing. But why is this important to you to have this solidarity with these other women players and sit out this year?
I just actually, before this phone call, watched a interview that Kendall Coyne had done. I believe she was at the ESPN Women's Summit, and I think she nailed it. And what she said was, when these little boys are watching the Stanley Cup Finals that are going on right now, they can dream that one day it is absolutely possible that they could raise a Stanley Cup up. And she says, for us, when we graduate college, she used the words, we dread playing women's professional hockey. That sounds a little harsh, but it's because we never know from year to year if it's going to be a sustainable thing. there's so many we don't knows that barricades a lot of young girls to dream like boys do. So for me, taking this gap year can be one of the biggest things that we collectively do as a women's hockey platform.
Amanda Pelkey of Montpelier has played hockey for the Boston Pride of the Women's National Hockey League and earned a gold medal with Team USA at the 2018 Winter Games in South Korea. Amanda, thank you so much for the time.
My pleasure. Thank you, guys.